Hi, Cade. I'm sending along a voice memo with your draft here, and I've made some, you know, very sort of sketchy notes on the margins to kind of talk through as I unpack some thoughts and feedback here on your story, Mountain Men. One of the things the overall impressions or first impressions, I think, you know, there's a great vehicle here in this story, right? A kind of mountain hike, a kind of way in which a character can do a couple of things, which is really what we're trying to get a short story to do, right? We are, sort of in the present. There's some action. There's something going on. And yet, because it's a short story, we so often have to be able to be connected to something else, the past oftentimes. So there's a way of making sense of the past through the actions of the present, right? And I think that there's a skeleton here of that's in place. And I see it and I recognize the form, and I think there's probably some room to develop that. But, I do see that working here for sure. I wonder at the beginning here, I'm on page one, if, you know, maybe the story starts maybe in the more in the action. I see a sort of setup or a kind of like explanation almost. And I think you really want to get into it. You know, you're sort of much like a poem, we're kind of coming into the story breathless and making, you know, finding our way inside the world instead of setting it up like an essay to be, you know, sort of formal. I made a note of the black Volvo. I'm not so sure that's, you know, do these little details of these specific details do what you want them to do is something they consider. I think one of the big sort of concerns here in this piece is how much of the story is about what's inside this character's head. This is a challenge a lot of times for a reader, to be contained in a character's head like this without seeing the world more, or seeing an interaction more. We want to see how characters revealed through dialogue and through action, and the inside of the head stuff oftentimes is just telling, right? Telling the reader things. This isn't to say that we don't need some of that or that, that telling is not valuable, but I think that one of the kind of, the nature of the story, the content of the story presents a bit of a challenge there. I'm really digging this, forward, the path is forward. I the breathing stuff, I think I talked about this before, that really works. I'm on page three here. I'm not quite sure what's going on with the competitors. I made a note of that. I don't quite follow that. I think this thing about memories of the past on page five, I think there's a father here that I'd really love to see more of and have a sense about who that father is and what the relationship is with the main character. And, sort of not skimming over that, but, maybe helping to, maybe some of this story is really told through a memories as this character is doing this mountain hike thing. I think that would be something to help reveal, this character and the significance of the father. And ultimately, I think the significance of sort of, leaving something behind for this character to collect. I made a note here about on page 5-2 about how imagistic, the description of the mountain range and stuff is. And I think that works. I do think that's a valuable thing. I guess what I would want to think about is economy, or real estate in a story like this, and how much is given over to that versus, really showing a character being with people. And that's kind of one of the things it comes down to is, the ways that you could do that. Imagine like the lead up to getting to the mountain, like all these interactions, all these exchanges with people, and then how different that is once the character gets to the place and how, you know, it's sort of deafeningly quiet. That would be, you know, an interesting device to think about and would allow for us to understand this character more as they are interacting in the world and moving through, you know, moving through space with people. I dig, you know, that the story stays in the real. I think this is really important. And I think, you know, there's a sentimental moment at the end that I think could have more impact with, you know, some of the things that I was talking about here could really, you know, sort of amplify that. Overall, nice job. Thanks for the story.